anymore. All I do is stay away. All I do is stay away. I don't try to look into your eyes. All they do is haunt my soul. All they do is haunt my soul. Do you know what it's like to be recklessly loved? Do you know what it's like to be desperately loved? Unable, heaven anymore. I just fall under the weight. Faith is still the chance I take. Do you know what it's like to be recklessly loved? Do you know what it's like to be desperately loved? Unable, unable, unable to be there is a mystery that binds us both. Something more than just a whisper of
Chestertons live in studio.
It's a mouthful.
Neorax. I usually try to avoid names that I trip over like that, but you guys got me doing it. So the Chestertons on Neorax.
Welcome to the studio. Why don't you introduce yourselves into the mics there, left to right?
Thanks, guys. I'm Brian Bianchi.
I'm Kevin Bianchi.
I'm Justin Chesterton. Justin Hartman. Sorry, get confused about that.
I was going to say you named the band after him.
Everybody's a Chesterton today.
I drove out to Chicago this past weekend for a bachelor party, managed not to get arrested. That was good.
Well done, friend.
I passed by the town of Chesterton, Indiana, twice because, you know, you drive the same way back and forth. You didn't name the band after that town, did you?
It's a big secret.
Uh-oh. It was,
no. It's after G.K. Chesterton, famous author.
And, okay. Well, I guess that's it. Okay.
That's the story. Pretty fun, right?
All of our English teachers are now very happy.
Yes, right. At this prestigious university, they've read him a lot, I'm sure. We haven't. We just like his name.
It flows off the tongue.
Right.
You know, it really does.
Sometimes. For Eric.
It flows off sometimes.
Well, you guys are here not just to talk about famous English literature, but you're here to talk about your show coming up this Friday. Tell the listening audience what is about to go down this Friday.
Well, we are very excited. We're going to be playing the Beachland Tavern on Friday with Jason Myers and another band called Emily and Ivory, which Justin is a part of. He's the Ivory in Emily and Ivory. And we're pretty pumped about it. Lots of new songs and going to be playing a lot of songs that we're in the studio recording right now and hoping to work them out.
All right, so I have a question for you. Let's just be real for a second. Like, nobody's listening, okay?
Is that true? No one's listening?
No, they are. We can look on the internet and actually see.
The Cavs aren't playing tonight, so yes.
Or Friday, right? That's another reason to come out.
Now, I did read on your website that you have over 500 unreleased songs.
Yes, I've written over 500 songs. We took a kind of a big break in between our current stuff, so we have a pretty big backlog, but a lot of those songs are more folky kind of solo stuff that I did, and they don't really fit into the format right now. But yes, 500 some songs.
So you are in the studio.
I'm going to start at 1 to 500 tonight.
So you are in the studio now recording songs.
We are. We're making an EP. We're hoping it'll be done this summer. It will be done this summer. It's going to be called Noise and Benediction. That's the name of it.
So when you have over 500 unreleased songs, how difficult is it to say, okay, we want this one or that one on the EP?
Well, 490 are crap. Oh, is that a four-letter? Okay.
That's one you can say. Yeah.
490 are maybe garbage, so we're whittling it down to about five acceptable ones.
That's a lot of whittling, man.
Yeah, well.
That's a lot of whittling.
We spent years throwing out songs.
Now, Emily and Ivory, I'm going to say that right. That's the first time I actually said that right. This is actually kind of a offshoot, correct, of the Chestertons?
Well, not really. He's a member of both bands. Come on up, Emily.
Hey, no.
I mean, Ivory.
Yeah, Ivory. No, it actually kind of started as a joke. One of my coworkers is named Emily. She sings quite well. More background in opera and classical and jazz, but started singing around the office and said, it'd be fun if we played out somewhere. So started as a joke. The name certainly was chosen as a joke. And then we've just expanded from there. So we've got a five-piece and still a lot of covers, but a handful of originals too. We have a lot of fun.
Nice. Well, yeah. I'm happy to be a part of it. I'm surprised that Eric hasn't embarrassed me yet and asked you guys why in the heck you would even want me on this show. But
because we needed some class.
Yeah.
Well, I also know that you'll ask for me.
Yeah. So. Well, I figured it's more awkward this way. So, but I'm looking forward to it. It's always a great time at the Beachland, and I'd like to hear another song if you guys are down for that.
We're down for it, right, fellas?
Yeah, of course,
absolutely. Well, what do you guys play? We're
gonna play a song called "Sister Sweetness."
We've got the Chestertons live on Near Rocks.
One that we didn't throw out.
Yes, it's one of the good ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Sister Sweetness, come and ease my pain. There's no one left to blame. Just the sweetness. Take the words from my mouth. They have been so full of doubt. I will wait for you. I will wait for you. There is no shadow. There is no shadow. There is no shadow. No, 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 no. No, no, no. Sister Sweetness, come and bring the wounds of Christ. Only they can save my life.
I'm on this mic. Yeah. No, I'm looking at it. It's cool. I can keep talking. Okay. Eric says I can keep talking. The Chestertons, live here in studio, talking about their big show coming up this Friday at the Beachland Tavern with Emily and Ivory and this guy. I kind of feel like Michael Stanley right now. It's weird. Like, you know, like, he's got his show, and then right. He talks about his own shows. It's weird.
That's why he picks different band names all the time, right?
I never thought of that.
It could be MSB, could be Ghost Poets, could be anybody.
PM Magazine?
Yeah.
PM Magazine. All right, so Brian and Kevin, I wanted to ask, you can grab this mic here.
Okay.
I wanted to ask you too. I did notice something because I am so proficient in my homework.
You're
duties.
A journalist.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I spend so, anyway. So I noticed that you two have the same last name.
We do.
Yes, we're brother and sister.
So wrong. So wrong. So you are brothers.
We are brothers. We are.
Okay. Who's the bigger brother?
Well, Brian's the bigger brother, but he obviously ages better. That's why that question came up, right?
No, not at all. Not at all. No, I wanted to know, like, growing up, who started the music trend here? How did that whole thing work out?
Well, we both got into it pretty early on, I think. I know that Van Halen was my inspiration.
and clearly not mine.
Well, now I want to know whose inspiration you use.
Well, see, I got into Dad's records, so I listened to all his records. He had the Beatles, the Band, Bob Dylan, all the good stuff, and he was listening to hair bands. So, not saying it's bad if any of those listeners out there love hair bands. I don't want to offend anyone. But those are terrible, and I listen to the good stuff.
So, and our styles kind of blended, and we're a mix of 60s rock and glam metal.
Yeah. So.
What is that? I want to know what your outfits look like.
Well, he's going to wear spandex on Friday if any ladies are listening.
Okay, what color will the spandex be?
He'll look like a bumblebee.
You'll have to come and find out.
Now, so did you come? Was it a musical family, or was it just that you loved glam metal so much that you just had to pick up the guitar?
Would you like to answer that, Brian?
Yeah, sure. So, I guess us, we were a bit of a musical family. You know, our grandmother played piano, and one of our uncles, you know, he teaches music at a university, and our dad, he was in garage bands growing up and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, he was in a band called Edge of Society.
The Edge of Society.
A pretty sweet name, isn't it?
Pretty metal.
Pretty glam metal.
So, yeah, a bit of music around the house and something we always enjoyed growing up, and it's nice to be able to do it together. So
now that you're – I'm interested because I have a little sister. I don't have a brother. She hated me so much that she moved to Scotland for the last 5 years, so she's been over there. No, she loves me, I think. I'll have to check on that. But anyway, growing up, she would play guitar, and I played guitar because, I play guitar, so she wanted to play guitar, so that's the way it worked. But we could never write music together, ever. We tried, my sister and I, but it would never happen. Mm-hmm. How does the process work with you guys?
Take that one, Kev.
Well, I think it normally starts with me, and then he makes it sound better. So it normally starts with me. I normally have it generally worked out, but he has more ideas in the arranging and the overall feel of the song, but not so much the original melody and chords. So I think it works that way. So we're not like fighting in the same room about something. He just erases my parts later and makes it sound better. He says that I always use that joke that he never lets me play guitar very much, and I guess that's tonight too, huh?
You get some good mileage out of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why stop now?
Well, how about another tune? You got a third one for us?
Of course.
I don't know. Okay.
$4.99.
And look, Brian, you're letting him play guitar.
I'm just holding it.
Here are the Chestertons here on In Your Rocks.
Okay. Start it off, Justin.
What are we playing?
You don't have to speak. The stars will be your voice. A breath of belief is all we leave behind. And I'm waiting for the end. I'm waiting for the night to fall. You are the beautiful one. You are the beautiful one. Waiting to come undone. Bury deep your heart. The sea will raise it up. When the word brings life, we'll have no thought of choice. And I'm waiting for the end. I'm waiting for the night to fall. You are the beautiful one. You are the beautiful one. Waiting to come undone. And I will sing this song for you. I will sing this song after I have been made low. I will fall in love. Sing this song after I have been made low, I will fall in love. 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 And I will sing this song for you. I will sing this song after I have been made low. I will fall in love.
The Chestertons live here on Neo Rocks. You guys are playing this weekend at the Beachland Tavern along with Emily and Ivory and Jason Patrick Myers.
Yo.
Well, I won't make him introduce himself again. while you guys were performing, I got a message from Sean Brewster. You guys are also performing Wednesday night?
Yes, we'll be playing the open mic night at Touch Supper Club.
In Ohio City.
Yes.
And where can people go to find out more information about you guys and what you guys have coming up?
Well, they can check out our website. It's www.thechestertonsmusic.com. And also our Facebook page. Obviously, facebook.com/thechestertonsmusic. Pretty easy.
So, well, thank you guys very much for coming in studio.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Once again, tell people about the show.
Beachland Tavern Friday. You get to see Jason, Brian in spandex, and Emily and Ivory. It's going to be a great time.
Now, those are separate. Jason and Brian are not going to be in spandex together.
No.
Just Brian.
No, just Brian watching Jason.
Okay. All right. Just wanted to clear that one up there.
Yeah, thanks for the clarity.
I can't wait, guys.
Thanks a lot. Thank you for coming in.